Title: Ninth Circuit Rejects Challenges to FCC's One-Touch Make-Ready, Small Cell Deployment, and Local Moratoria Orders. Content: On August 12, 2020, a Ninth Circuit panel affirmed three orders issued in 2018 by the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, to promote infrastructure investment and broadband deployment, including 5G small cell nodes. In City of Portland versus United States, the three-judge panel largely held that the FCC's small cell, moratoria, and one-touch make-ready, OTMR, orders were proper exercises of the FCC's authority under the 1996 Telecommunications Act. The court did reverse, however, a few provisions of the small cell order dealing with local government interpretation of aesthetic regulations. The small cell order, the FCC's September 2018 small cell order, was designed to remove various state and local barriers that would prevent 5G providers from accessing existing facilities for installation of small cells. Among other things, the small cell order limited fees that local governments can impose for accessing public rights of way, row, above a safe harbor amount, to a reasonable approximation of the costs of processing applications and managing the row. Ordered that aesthetics requirements are not preempted if they are 1. Reasonable, 2. No more burdensome than those applied to other types of infrastructure deployments, and 3. Objective and published in advance, and shortened the FCC's timelines for approving permit applications, shot clocks, to deploy wireless facilities from 90 to 60 days to review applications for installations on existing infrastructure, and from 150 to 90 days for all other applications. Local government and municipally owned utilities challenged these requirements as arbitrary and capricious. They also asserted that the small cell order could not preempt local regulation of public row, and one county argued the FCC improperly failed to address radio frequency standards from an earlier rulemaking. But the Ninth Circuit panel affirmed the FCC's small order in all but a few respects. The court held that the FCC's requirement that all aesthetic regulations be objective was arbitrary and capricious, and that legitimate aesthetic requirements were not always preempted just because they are more burdensome. The moratoria order, the FCC issued its moratoria order in August 2018 in response to complaints that state and local ordinances and practices were either explicitly or having the effect of barring small cell deployment. The FCC's order therefore prohibited express and de facto moratoria that effectively halt or suspend the acceptance, processing, or approval of applications or permits for wireless facilities as in violation of Section 253A of the Communications Act, 47 U.S.C. Section 253A. The Commission did provide an exemption for emergency bans on the construction of 5G facilities to protect public safety and welfare, but only where such laws were competitively neutral, necessary to address the emergency, disaster, or related public needs, and geographically targeted. The City of Portland challenged the moratoria order as overly broad and unreasonable, in that it would include even seasonal restrictions on construction, that it was an invalid application of Section 253, and self-contradictory in its definitions of express and de facto moratoria. The court rejected each of these challenges. It agreed with the FCC that municipal ordinances only would qualify as de facto moratoria where the delay caused by the ordinances continues for an unreasonably long or indefinite amount of time. The court also agreed with the FCC that Section 253A is broad enough to properly preempt local moratoria, that there was nothing inconsistent with the FCC's definitions, and that the emergency ban exception was necessary to prevent the pretextual use of safety to stop deployment. Constitutional challenges to the small cell and moratoria orders. The Ninth Circuit further rejected the petitioner's claims that the small cell order sanctioned unlawful takings in violation of the Fifth Amendment, and that both orders compel local governments to enforce federal law in violation of the Tenth Amendment. The court held that the small cell order was not a physical taking because it only precludes local governments from charging unreasonable fees when granting applications, and continues to allow municipalities to deny access to property for a number of reasons. Nor was the small cell